Y luego están escuchando las comadres Reina, Sandra y Stephanie. Yo soy Miriam. Bienvenidos.
Hola, chicas.
Hola.
I think first off, we need to do a huge shout out because we didn't do it in the first episode this month, but Reina's birthday just passed. So we need to be loud for her. Happy birthday.
Yeah, woo. Woo, woo.
Estoy viejita, pero me siento alegre. No, I'm just kidding.
Reina. Ra, ra, ra.
Ra, ra.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Thankful for another year of life, and here's to many, many more.
Many, many more. We love you so much.
Felicidades.
Yes.
But yeah, today we're going to just be talking. I mean, last time we hit you with a really heavy topic, and we got lit from the conversation just a little bit. You know, we may have dropped some F-bombs in that episode. So, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. This time around, we're going to be talking about, first off, I want to make sure we're saying, like, who's our chef in our group? Who do you think is our chef in our group? We're going to just have a discussion about food, our favorite type of food, if we like to cook, if we don't like to cook. If we like to prefer, like, go out to eat in restaurants. I mean, I know right now COVID is very real, so maybe you Uber eat something in. But just talking about our favorites and just kind of keep this in mind. If you only had one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Oh, so, wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. I actually have my desk. Oh, my God. I got so excited. Food. I mean, I'm a pregnant woman, so food excites me. but I could go first. I think with answering just that top first question, my favorite food that I can eat for the rest of my life, and I would not get bored of it, would be tamales. It's always been my favorite food. It will always be my favorite food. I've had cravings for them already, like 3 or 4 times during this pregnancy. And yeah, it's just my favorite. You could make them different ways. My dad, in his, like, he's from Torreon, and hacen tamalitos. I don't know if y'all have seen those before. Tamalitos before.
Are they the ones wrapped with the banana?
No. So they're just, it's just like the masa in a roll. And they freeze it, and then they cut it into, like, little circles. And then you fry it. And then you put sour cream and lettuce and salsa.
It's oh, like, wow.
You just opened up the horizon. I've never heard of that in my life.
So tamalitos, it's so good. I'm actually going to see if my dad can make me some soon. But yeah, they make it like that. It's essentially like a duro. What you put on top of a duro?
Yeah.
On masa. On fried masa. It's just fried masa. And it's really good.
It's like a vegetarian delight with the masa, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Forget the leaf. Go straight to tamalitos.
Yeah, it's really, really good. But yeah, you could eat tamales in so many ways. You could stuff them with so many things. My mom makes, like, the traditional pork, the verdes y rojos, right? Like, uh-huh. The traditional. Yeah. Y mi suegra los hace diferente. Hace como de picadillo, de frijoles,
de rajas,
but le pone tomate y cebolla, de como un guiso. So yeah, like, they have completely different takes. Like, my mom's rajas is, like, super spicy. Rajas, like, the chile serrano.
Yeah.
And then my suegra makes it with poblano peppers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different taste. Yeah. So I have, like, so many to choose from, but I think that would be my favorite, like, for the rest of my life. Would never get bored of it.
Since you're talking about tamales, I will just add on that. My favorite tamales son los de pasa. Los tamales de dulce, que tienen pasa y de color rosa. Like,
oh, God.
You can have those for breakfast, dinner, y para cenar la noche con lechita fría y el tamalito así bien calientito. And then la pasita, así suavecita calientita cuando la muerdes. Oh, so good. Delicious.
I don't like raisins. I do not do raisins. I do not like those.
Los de dulce están buenos. They even sell, like, the piña.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have, or, like, and there's very interesting ones that they do in in my dad's rancho where it's like the piloncillo. y le agregan queso. So you get that sweet, savory type of taste in every bite. And they're actually pretty good.
I'm telling you, you could eat them either which way. It's a very versatile food. very heavy food, but very versatile. So what would your to-go for the rest of your life meal be?
Mine's very basic. I actually got asked this question a couple weeks ago at my job. It was a little icebreaker, and I was like the most basic person on there. They were probably like, this basic bitch, like, really?
But what did you say?
Which I will still stand by it. I said eggs, because I can eat eggs like any different style. I can eat them hard boiled, soft boiled, over easy.
Benedict.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Benedict's. Probably also, probably not sunny side up. Maybe I'll pass on those. But like over medium, over hard, over well, poached eggs, basted eggs. Like I can have them any other way and they'll taste different.
I'm going to get you that Dr. Seuss book.
Green eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You sounded just like it. In the
I can have them here. I can have them there. Have them
everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sunny side is my favorite. I got really sad because for like a month during the pregnancy, I couldn't eat eggs. The baby just wouldn't have it. And I was like, but that's my favorite food. What are you talking about? I was so upset. But that's a really versatile food, Sandra. So it's not basic. It's versatile.
I would say if I would have to have eggs, it would be huevos rancheros, sunny side up for sure.
So, yeah.
Yes. So I actually like eggs in my burgers, so fried eggs in my burgers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good go-to.
Escurridito, así escurridito cuando lo muerdes y se la yema se escurre un poquito, la demás está así como chiclosita todavía, like so good.
Well, at this point we've covered the tamales, the holidays, the postres, the eggs, and the breakfast. And for me, I'm like, well, I guess I might be basic in my own style. Like I don't feel like I have a go-to forever. For me, it's not even going to be a meat dish or whatever. I think for me, me gusta lo picosito, like lo que es el chile rojo. And I know it's not necessarily good for you in a sense. Like, I guess I've heard, you know, I don't know if it's true that people are lo picos or whatever, but for me, like my familia is Zacatecas. So it's como el asado chile rojo, but for me, it's not even so much that it's the pork or not. I just like to mix it. I'm a sides girl through and through. So if it's Thanksgiving or whatever, I am a sides through person through and through. So for me, it's like the chile rojo con arroz, or you can have it with the penne, or you can have it with this pasta, or you can have it this. Si lo calientas más in a like a little pot or a skillet or something in the stove, better than the microwave. Like maybe it's that base of that red. See, I'm already savoring it right now. I'm gonna be like, mom, can you hear me? Speaking into existence. But this is the thing, though. I get really disappointed because you know it's really about picking the chile, right? The picking the chile, and it's gotta be sometimes uno pica más y otro no. So when uno pica, I le echas poquito, le pones puntito salsita de otra diferente, but if it comes out being perfect, oh, I can eat that for like a week until it's gone, like legit.
I feel like I'm jumping in everybody's food, but I can't. But my mom had said, she's like, well, for your baby shower, like I want to make you asado, and I was like, yes, like I love that. It's my favorite with rice and beans. And then she's like, but your sister said that we should do this other thing, and I was like, okay, that makes more sense. I mean, it makes more sense for like the baby shower type we're gonna have. So I was like, all right. And then I was like, well, whenever you want to make me the asado, I'm down. Yes, chile rojo is so good.
Pero picosito, yeah. Yes, go yeah. For it. Yes,
I agree. I like red sauces, so that is perfect. Yes, I guess I'm last. I guess I would have to choose.
What? It wasn't what you said before? How many favorite things you have?
Yeah,
every time. Every time. Maybe y'all will jump in. I don't know. Es que está bien difícil. No sé qué escoger. So, growing up, like, I guess I have two. I can't say I have one because it would be so wrong to leave the other one out. And so...
That's like you're talking about your parents or
yeah.
So una sería bistec empanizado. Pero, like, viste así delgadito empanizado con, like, así empanizado como con, not like fried, like chicken fried, but like more like Italian style fried, you know? Así yeah. bien delgadito.
More breaded.
Finito, ajá. Ese sería así. Y creo cuando ya está, la milanesa empanizada, le pones un poquito de agua, de juguito de limón encima so you can soak in. Y qué riqueza. And then so my other one would have to be tacos al pastor. A fuerzas, a huevo, tacos al pastor. Like, le pones también su salsa roja y un pico de gallo, si es que hay. No, más salsa y más limón. Hasta que se chupa los dos cuando
termina. Listeners, you cannot see her right now, but we're on a webcam, like a Google Meets, and we're seeing each other. She kisses the tips of her fingers and she squints her eyes with some passion of how she loves this food. Like, it's envious at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
So, ever since I was a little girl, right? Like, it's always been vista. And right now, before we started this episode, I actually took out una milanesa para que se congele, para que la prepare para mañana. So, milanesa empanizada is what I'm going to have for dinner tomorrow con arrocito y salsa. Like, yes.
Well, make sure you take a picture so you can show everyone your deliciousness.
Yes. So I like more of no soy tanto de caldo, como dije, soy más de salsas rojas y soy más de cosas fritas. So yo sí guisos no hago no me los como tanto, o sea, así como sopas, mariscos tampoco, cócteles de camarón a lo mejor, yeah, I'll eat that, but like I'm not big into like, I don't know, stuff that's not really fried, I guess. No, I don't know. Like, I like, me encantan las, like, we were talking earlier, like, los tacos de papa con queso, qué riqueza. O taquitos enrollados de pollito, así.
Flautitas, kind of stuff.
Tipo flauta, también me lo como, like, pollo empanizado también lo mismo, like.
It's a crunch for you.
Textures.
So. Yeah, the textures, it's so good.
And
yeah.
She doesn't like sour cream.
I don't like anything that what? Is sour cream, ranch, mayonesa, mustard, yogurt. I no, it, the smells me dan asco, me dan náuseas.
Which I did trick her one time and she ate enchiladas
verdes
de crema.
Yeah.
Enchiladas verdes. Es que, okay.
It was straight up sour cream enchiladas.
To my defense, la salsita que le puse encima era verde y yo pensé, okay, pues le puso salsa verde, ¿verdad? Pero cuando me la comí, you know, it would have like an aftertaste and I was like, I don't know, but I'll just keep eating it because I also didn't want to be rude. I just kept eating it. And at the end, she's like, it had crema. And I was like, pero era verde. She's like, yeah, pero era crema. I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I actually ate it. I knew something was different about the taste. I just didn't know what it was.
It had sour cream and cream cheese blended up in that hoe, and she ate it. So.
Never again is that coming.
But it's a preference, right? It's more of a preference that you don't like, and the aftertaste, it's more of that, so. Now it's, I know. Mental note.
It is, yeah, the taste. I can literally smell someone maybe like 5 feet away from me, open 6 feet away from me, open up like a yogurt, and I can smell it, and I'm like, I will have to walk away because I cannot stand it like at all. Or mayonesa, I'm like,
oh, I love. I am big on mayonesa. Like when I make a grilled cheese, I have to grill it with mayonesa on the bread.
Yeah, it's actually the secret. That's what I do as well. If you haven't tried it, try it, people. It's the best.
Yes.
But
I try that.
I'm having a secret.
But I do like cooking when I have the time for it. And I will try to experiment and stuff. So I'm like, I have food at home. Como dice mi mamá, hay frijoles en la casa. Así es que.
Hazlo.
Yeah.
Home in la casa.
I do not like cooking. I will tell you that straight up front. Do you're I cook? Cook yes, I cook. And yes, I'm learning how to cook. Thank you, Miriam. But I do not like to cook. It is time consuming. It makes the smell. It's dirty. You have to wash all these dishes. Like, it's such a drag. But I do cook because I gotta eat. gotta feed my husband, gotta feed the baby. Like,
yeah,
I gotta cook. But it's just so difficult. I tried for a while, like, to get into a routine of making a menu for the week so that I would know, like, oh, this day you're gonna make this, you know, the next day you're gonna make that. Like, so I'm preparing, mentally preparing that you're gonna cook that. So I think that was really helping. I think the thing that I don't like is when I'm on the spot, like, okay, what am I gonna make? Like, what do I have? I have chicken. What can I make with chicken? And then I start thinking of ideas, but it's like, I rather have a plan. As if y'all didn't notice, listeners, but I'm very, very type A. And so I plan, and so it's, if I don't have that plan, I'm like, I don't want to cook. But if I have a plan, I'm like, oh, I already know I'm going to make this. And one of my to-go dishes that, well, I have a lot of to-go dishes that my husband likes. Like, he loves caldo de res that I make. I also make caldo de pollo that he loves. And tacos, when you're talking about tacos, I could make some really good tacos at home. I see that's an inside joke. Anyways, moving on. And then another one is my green spaghetti that I made for Miriam.
The Christmas party.
Yeah. Did you try that, Miriam?
No.
Because she already knew I had the sour cream.
Yeah.
I had
it beforehand.
Yeah.
But the green pasta. And then I've learned to make the green pasta for other dishes. So then I made the las enchiladas. You can make some roll-ups with lasagna and chicken roll-ups. And Luis really liked those too. But it's just the salsa is what he likes. It's made with poblano peppers. So, yeah, those are some of my to-goes. But if it was just for me, honestly, I could eat like a sandwich, a grilled cheese, hot dogs, like something that's super fast and easy that's not going to take up, you know, a lot of time and a lot of dishes. But I'm very fortunate. I have a husband. He likes to, like, if I cook, he washes dishes and vice versa. But right now he's been very, very helpful. Like, right before this, he was like, have you, because I'm trying to stay active. And he's like, have you worked out or have you gone on your walk? And I was like, no. He's like, okay, you do that. I'm going to cook. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, I have to record. And then he was like, you record, I'll wash dishes. So he cooked and washed dishes today. So I appreciate him. But it's, I don't know. I get lazy. It's the honest truth. I like to cook. I just get lazy.
I would have never like doing dishes at all.
But you know what? It's funny that you say that because I think by growing up, my mom was like, as long as anything is, the dishes are washed, the trash is taken out, and the bed is made, you've made it, you know, in a sense of like how to set your best foot forward, you know? So I think that agrees with that.
Well, my mom taught me all that, but that went all straight out the window whenever I live on myself.
Well, I didn't say I speak it into existence and I do it, but it's true. It's like, at least if you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, my dishes are done, you know, like.
I woke up to a full sink in the morning, dishes from the night before. Unfortunately, I don't have someone that lives with me that can do the dishes. And even though I have my significant other, he doesn't like doing dishes either. So that doesn't help at all. But at least I don't have to cook for two.
Well, you got dishwashers these days. You're fine. You're good.
Yeah, dishwasher. Just don't have a dishwasher.
This house doesn't have one.
Out of sight, out of mind. Just run the load.
Get a portable one. Just kidding.
Hers doesn't have poop.
Oh, poop. Sorry.
Yeah. Make sure you never give me a dish where your girl, homegirl, coffee's licked it clean. Okay. Thank you. I'm good.
Exactly. I don't know. I like to cook. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, I enjoy cooking. Honestly, if I could cook like all day, every day, that would be just so. I don't know. Like, I can see myself just taking my time. And I love grocery shopping. Like, sometimes if I go grocery shopping and I'm like, oh, I just need this one thing, then, yeah, no. I start looking at other things. And I'm like, oh, like, if I see something on special, I'm like, oh, I could probably use asparagus. And I can do, like, asparagus and, like, a tilapia or a salmon. And, like, I'll just start thinking of all these random recipes. And then I'm just like, oh, that's on special, too. Maybe I can do that for this and that. And I don't know. It's fun. So much fun.
You guys like baking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean. No, go ahead.
I like it, but mine doesn't mean I'm gonna eat it. Like, I think as I've gotten older for you guys, I have a sweet tooth, but not that much of a sweet tooth. Like, it'd have to be something small. Like, I don't know.
Cookies?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying. Cookies. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it. I'll bake it all, whatever. But I'm to agree with her, I'll bake it. I just don't want to clean up after myself. You know what I mean? After the mess is done. But when I was little, I loved to bake. I had this American Girl recipe book. From like the frosting to whatever, like every like weekend or something, I would like break stuff and I would give it away. So I think everyone who was my neighbors were probably tired of me because at this point I was giving them stuff so often, probably gave them diabetes or something. But it was a nonstop thing. And then for like food, like just to add, like I said, maybe because I don't have to cook for anybody in a sense. Like I think for me. This is how I see it. You guys might see different. Like, I'm never going to go hungry, and I've never gone hungry or anything. If you guys are with me, I promise you will eat. Like, it's never going to be an issue. But I think for me, I like, maybe not so much now as we've gotten older. Everyone's in their own house. My brother's grown, everything. But I've always liked eating in family or eating at the table. You know, I think that for me, it's always been something that brings people together. So that for me symbolizes that. So now whenever it's like events or just dinner or a cookout, when we're all finally eating, that's what brings it home to me. So I don't have an issue with doing it. But then sometimes it's like, oh, geez, it's only me. Okay, well, whatever. But I think for me, that's for me. It's like the warmth of it all. That's what it brings to mind. So I don't mind making things or cooking things. I can tell you right now, I'm not a natural cook. Like, I don't go thinking, oh, I have only two ingredients. I'm going to make a feast. No, like, it's still going to be good. You're going to be eaten, but it's not going to win any Michelin stars or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, and it's what it is.
I love that you've always said that. I mean, ever since I've met you, like, you're not going to go hungry. We're going to eat something.
Yeah.
But I remember it. I think cooking also has, like, very – it has a tie to memories a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so I, growing up, my mom would always be in the kitchen, or my dad would always be in the kitchen because my dad was home with us while my mom was at work. And he would always be cooking. And then when my mom stopped working, she would always be cooking and I would always be in the kitchen helping, like one or the other. So cooking has always been, like, I think tied to my memories. And even like as you were speaking, Dana, like it shot me right back to when mm-hmm. we had the shish kebab night. I was like, man, that was fun. Like it again, because it's like it's a memory that's associated with it. Yeah. That was good times. And I think I've always had like a battle with food because you know I love food, but then I've always had that back in my head like don't eat too much, like it's bad for you, like this and that, whatever. But I just, food has such a good association in my mind when it comes to like memories. Mm-hmm. So I think because like the smells, it brings you back and, you know, all the good stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, I get lazy. I get lazy. I mean, honestly, I know now that I'm in my own space and, you know, I have to cook, but I've really taken advantage of this, like, pregnancy right now. I'll text my suegra or my mom and be like, you know what I'm really craving is, like, XYZ. And then, like, within a couple of days, they're like, hey, I'm going to make this. Do you want to come and eat? And I was like, sure, of course.
But, you mean you don't say the baby wants this? You actually say, I'm craving this. No, that's cute.
I'm craving this. I don't know. The baby could live off of a tortilla chip. Like, that's whatever. I'm craving the things. But I think I've mentioned, like, tamales has been my biggest craving. Pozole, for some reason, has been a really big craving. Like, I've already wanted it twice. But, yeah, I'm not a big... I love to bake, but I don't, like Reina said, I don't have a big sweet tooth, which I thought I would have a bigger sweet tooth during pregnancy because a lot of people say that your sweet tooth increases. But I think maybe that's if you're having a girl thing, because honestly, what I've been craving is salty, like chips, hot chips, pretzels, like my husband's. Pretzels has been my big craving lately. It's like salty foods has been my big thing right now. I don't know
that. I mean, I didn't know that that could be a boy thing.
I don't know. That's what I don't know if it. I don't know if the sweet, because I heard a lot that the sweet, like, oh, your sweet tooth increases, but all the people I've heard that from have had girls. So I don't know if it's like a girl-boy association or if it's just in my mind. But I've had a lot of salty snacks, like Cheez-Its and mm-hmm. hot chips. And, you know, mm-hmm. I keep saying hot chips, but, like, that's been one of my biggest, my biggest vices right now. I'm really trying to stay away from them. But, yeah, it's just been, like, that kind of stuff. And then a lot of home-cooked meals. I really want Chinese food from a buffet, but apparently you can't eat buffets when you're pregnant because it's not safe. So it's so disappointing. I didn't know that. Sushi.
Just go at just whatever you have in the fridge, like heat it all up and put it all out and you have a buffet at home.
No, like a Chinese buffet. That's what I want, like a Chinese buffet. I could just go get as many noodles and fried rice as I want.
True. Well, yeah. I don't know. I think I would just have tacos.
Tacos forever.
Tacos forever. It has everything you need. Like, you got your greens, you got your veggies in it, you got your protein, and you got your carbs. So you are good.
What veggies? Muy poquitas veggies. Cilantro, Tito, cualquier cosa. Cilantro?
Or si es lechuga or lettuce if it's a different type of taco. But
no. Yeah, or like the radishes, when they put the radishes in them too, you know? Like.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Considering you said tacos, what is you ladies' go-to food to go out? Like, do you guys eat Latino, Hispanic, Mexican food too?
I try not to because that's what I have at home. Since I like making salsa for like everything here at home, like I kind of get tired after a while. So like I like to go try new pizza places or like somewhere where there's a good burger with like good fries. Not like
so the taco either. Thing was just me saying I like tacos then.
Yes. But I think it would be going out and getting like pizza. Or maybe I would say burgers, but I'm not really convinced of myself right now by saying burgers. I would say pizza.
Yeah. I don't know. To go out, I think it depends on like what I've had that week. And that might sound weird, but like if I had tacos at home, I'm not going to go out for tacos.
Exactly. Yeah.
True. So, yeah. And I also make a lot of pastas at home, mm-hmm, like Italian food. So it's like, well, if I already ate that, I'm not going to want to eat that. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll say, oh, well, we already ate, for example, like we ate a burger and we ate Italian and pizza. So what's left on the menu that we could have? And then we choose from there. So ultimately, like if we haven't had Mexican food, we'll pick like obviously there's not a true home Mexican food place that's really close that has like bomb ass Mexican food like our parents, but we'll go to a place and try and eat some Mexican food, especially like chips and salsa that are
El antojo.
But I would say like any kind of food that I technically can't make at home, it would be my go-to at restaurants. So like mm-hmm. sushi would mm-hmm. probably be on the top choice for myself to go out and eat. But I do like to eat Mexican food out, or I guess what we have in Texas is a lot of Tex-Mex food. But I don't mind it. I don't mind that, like the Tex-Mex sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. It depends on from where it is.
I would have to say, if I go out, I'm honestly, I don't think I'm gonna go out for the food. I'm gonna go out more for the drinks, the type of drinks that are made there, and then the dessert probably. Yeah.
It's funny that you say the dessert because I met somebody like when I was like, I don't know, well, little bitty. Like she went to my church and she was like I don't know what you would call it. And you don't really call him a principal. You call it like, I don't know if it's a headmaster for the private school. Her name was Dr. Ferris. And I remember as I was a little older, like a teenager, like, I don't remember who I was with, but we did like a food run and we picked up food for her. And she started with her dessert. She goes, because no matter what, you've always had dessert. And I was like, I like her vibes. Mm-hmm. So that you said that, I'm like, oh man, the older I get, I'm like, I may have to start doing that. Yeah.
There's been times where I've ordered my dessert and I'm like, can you bring that out first? and I'll eat that, and I'll maybe eat half of it, and then eat my entree, and then I'll finish with my dessert again.
Like, sandwich is her dessert in between her meal.
But yeah, like ice cream. More than anything, I think it's ice cream.
No, that's good. Well, I'm gonna guess, you know, chime in here again. But for me, anything it goes really, as long as it's not something that I've had recently, and preferably not like Mexican food to go out. Typically, like when it's a family setting, to kind of cover all the bases, we typically do that if it's like an extended family type thing. But if not, anything, like I said, even if it's American comfort food, Italian, or like you said, sushi or anything else, that's pretty much what I'm gonna go with. But as long as I don't smell the food before I get to the place, I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, if it's an aura, like if I can smell especially some of the ethnic Asian foods, like I'm probably not going to walk in because it just turns my stomach.
Yeah, that's too much mix of spices and stuff that goes in there. And then you eat your food and so you can't really smell it. I don't know. It's a weird combination of smells.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm more of a steak girl. If I'm going to go out to eat, I want somewhere where there's a good steak because, well, I don't think I can make a good steak here at the house, and I'm not going to buy expensive steak. Well, I guess it would probably be cheaper to do it at home, but.
But you're like, I'm not going to chance it to ruining it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I need an expert that knows how to cook my steak medium, and that's it. So it's probably like steak will be my first choice. And if I'm really, I don't know, you can never go wrong with Mexican food, but yeah, living in Texas, they call anything Mexican food and it's really Tex-Mex. And I'm like, okay, this is not what I wanted. So most of the times I'm always disappointed. So it's going to be like a hole in the wall type of place where, you know, it's really good Mexican food, but steak's probably like a hole in the wall place where it's a Mexican food. And I don't know, bro, that's probably it. And it just really depends on my cravings. Like I've been on a corn dog binge for like the past month and a half. I don't know what it is about corn dogs.
State fair's coming for you.
Yes.
Oof. I can't wait for the state fair.
Yeah, so and I actually well, since I'm like on and off keto or low carb, I did find a low carb corn dog recipe that I've been wanting to try because I'm like, oh, perfect. I've been craving corn dogs like this past month and a half. Like I need to make these. So I'll probably make them here in the next couple days.
Oh, if you do, you should take a picture.
Yeah, I will.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I hope that's sufficient to make your stomach growl. Listeners, because we talked about a lot of delicious food.
Mouth water too.
Yeah.
But hopefully you again we try to choose a lighter topic here and just share some of our favorite platillos. And if you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at @iloegopodcast, email us at iloegopodcast@gmail.com. You can subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening. You can find us on anchor.fm, Apple, and Spotify. If you feel like you've been listening to us for a while, you could also leave a review on Apple. Or if you feel like you want to send in a topic request, you could email us where I mentioned before. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Y luego, what's your favorite dish or spot to eat? Share in the social media. Bye.
Bye. Bye.